Yeah, no, it sounds like a control room from the Cold War.
Track 17 is my favorite so far.
Uh-oh. Confrontation.
This guy's just rubbing the hood of this pickup truck.
Oh, man.
Rubbing it down. Is he going to fuck that car?
That was a great move. That was a really good move.
Oh, man. I'm going to go home and play Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. That's what I'm going to do.
You don't sound very excited.
No, I'm just tired. I'm very excited about it.
Have you already downloaded it?
Yes. I downloaded it last night.
What am I going to do? I got domains working. And cool. I mean Ian.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing. No engineer I've ever met could write instructions. Or, like, just sentences that say, like,
here's
this
how to
is
do
what
a thing.
You should do in this form.
And that hasn't changed?
No. I've just never met one.
Yeah.
Look at these giant paintings.
It's a bird.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's something.
I went and played video games today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What video games did you play, Jeff?
So I'm glad you asked. Well, now that you mention it, I played some Fantasia.
Okay, that you played that in a mall.
I did. I went to the mall to play Fantasia.
So it's like 1983 all over again.
Yeah, the Fantasia Mall Tour.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Oh, is this guy going? Oh, you ballsy plaid shirt-wearing guy.
Swinging that arm. Just swinging it.
Oh, he's talking on his earpiece.
Yeah. And then I went to a Microsoft event for them unveiling games made by independent developers, the ID at Xbox program.
Where did that guy make? Did he make a left?
I don't know what the fuck just happened. Like, he went this one way, and then spun around.
What? That looked planned.
Yeah,
like,
It looked really smooth.
It looked like, hey, I actually need to be going this direction. I'm going to turn to the left and Yui in the middle of the street for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robin Thicke, March 29th.
Yep. We gotta go to that.
Queens of the Stone Age, April
17th. Nah, I'm good. After Robin Thicke, what else is there?
Do you go to concerts anymore?
It's been a while.
What's the last concert you went to?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, we played a show with a bunch of local bands for, like, it was like a reunion show last year.
That's not answering
but, like,
the question.
I mean, like, going and seeing a big band.
When did you see, like, a band that you bought a ticket for? Not like you were at some game event.
If it was at some game event,
you didn't go watch some hot chip tunes?
No.
Not that I paid for, but... That none of us really like, or get into chiptunes all that heavy.
I like it in certain circumstances, but the nature of the way it is made and performed, and oftentimes the people who play it, and the way they assign significance to it, really rubs me the wrong way. Like, some of that shit's real cool, but I'm not going to go see it live. You don't need to do that. The last band I said, yes, I'm buying a ticket to this show to see this band. I don't even remember. It was like a big band, not just like, hey, a friend's band's playing and going and seeing them.
Mm-hmm. I saw The Joy Formidable with Rory. Mm. I want to say 2 years ago. Mm. Maybe a year. He didn't have a job at the time. It was in his in between days. Remember that Rory worked at, like, IGN for 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half where he was collecting a paycheck there. That's right. God. I don't know. I saw The Who play, but then he threw, like, a put on a concert. But if you decided at a party, it was going to watch The fucking Who. To the park. I had a sign.
Dirty ass.
Yeah. Welcome convention-eater. That all, you know, this is in town.
That's good. Don't worry. But yeah, maybe it's like,
I'll go here if there's a bunch of convention ears.
I don't want to see if other people know that I came to the party headquarters. Did I make a left?
You could. We go to Sutter.
Sutter, that. No. Are you talking on the
phone? Talk on the phone.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
What? It's all
Yep.
How?
Looks neat. There's new stuff in that game I haven't announced yet.
Cool.
That they will shortly. But
in the Microsoft. Like, did they spice it up?
So in the
there?
No. So in the store there's like a big glass meeting room.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And that would have been where you would have.
Well, fuck that. Well,
yeah.
Pine, that's my street anyway. Yeah.
Showing stuff that was not announced. Hang up black curtains and all this other stuff to make this big glass room.
So they unimpressed the impressive room.
It was not super impressive to begin with. But is it a real big TV? That's the main feature of that room, is it had like a
not like 108 inch system. TV it was or like something. A TV.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Like a big ass TV. So that was effective. And then the Microsoft stuff, they had, you know, hot, independently developed and published games from all types of studios. They had a game called Dive Kick there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Dive Kick Edition Plus.
Edition.
They're making editions.
All right.
AE. Which is how Street Fighter abbreviates all of it, like to Arcade Edition.
Yeah.
I played iDarb.
That sounds like a small disease.
Yeah,
iDarb.
I caught iDarb, and it was
not fun.
There's no cure.
Yeah.
There's no cure.
What's iDarb?
iDarb is a kind of a it's a weird experiment. The game as it is right now is like a 4-on-4 side-scrolling, arena-based sports game. So there's a ball.
Uh-huh.
You can pass the ball to other players on your team.
Okay.
You can shoot the ball at the goal, which is raised up in the level, kind of like a hoop almost.
Okay. Is everybody like an Aztec warrior?
No, you can draw your own character.
Okay.
It has a character creator built in for like drawing, mapping out the pixels.
Uh-huh.
Or you can do that on their website and get a QR code that you can hold up to and put your character in the
game. Okay.
So as a result, they have Captain Crunch and Spider-Man and all kinds of fucking shit in that game.
Okay. I would fight as the captain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have him fight Captain Morgan.
That's a good call.
Captain or Captain.
Yeah. So it can be up to 8 players, and you are kind of fighting to score goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can also wiggle the right stick to charge up. And then once you can charge up, you can sort of pop off and bolt around the screen kind of freely for a while, which can knock out other players and stuff like that.
It almost sounds a little bit like Super Dodgeball.
It's all side view. It's no up and down movement like Dodgeball. So it's, you know, Smash Brothers E, maybe Bari Bari Ball, like, I don't know if you've seen that.
All right.
We've done some video of that. That style of game. You know, it seems like right now it falls into that kind of indie sports category that has become all the rage.
Yeah, everybody's making them.
There's sports friends, there's video ball, like, uh-huh. It's kind of actually,
all right,
weirdly happening. Or, you know, if you widen that out to just, like, local multiplayer games, then it's, like, Samurai Gun and Towerfall and all that stuff, too. But, yeah. The other weird part is that they started by drawing a red box and putting it on Twitter and saying, what are we doing? We're going to make a game. I don't know. What do you think we should do? And then someone was like, what if the box jumps? And then from there, it has gone through... Like, at one point, everyone had guns. It was not a sports thing. It was more of a deathmatch thing. Mm-hmm. Then someone said, what if there was a ball? And that totally changed the focus of the game. So they're kind of, like, crowdsourcing the game design.
Okay.
And they have the engine built in such a way, and they are very sharp.
So that's why you started this conversation by saying the game as it is now.
Yes.
So I thought it was weird.
Yeah. So it, by the time they're, like, done... Mm-hmm. None of this might be in there. They might have gone like, we went a different direction with it. I don't know.
Or it could probably be very similar.
Yes.
At this point.
Yeah.
They're showing it to you guys, I would assume.
No, it's I don't know. Mike Micah is out of his fucking mind. This guy, they are committed to this concept of, like,
having
trying out
experiment.
All this stuff that people are submitting. And streaming a lot of it out. So at some point, someone was like, well, what if we had a... You know, giant robot drop in.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? And they're like, I don't know, let's find out. So, took 15 minutes, coded it up.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, no, not very cool at all.
Almost sounds like a weird scribble knots. Like,
sure.
Army. Yeah. Like, you have Scribblenauts coders. They can just give you that. I'm the Batman. He should show up, remove all the logos, and give him a red cape. And he should also be a dinosaur.
Okay, done.
Dinosaur Batman with the red cape. Put him in a pair of diapers.
Yeah. Or, you know, what if you could pick up an item that... What if you had a loadout that determined... Like, you could have boomerang shots when you throw the ball. So if you make a bad shot, it might come back to you. I'm
just spitballing here.
I'm just spitballing here. Like, that should be the real title of that game. Should just be, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to bring it by, and we'll be able to get some video of that. Hopefully, if we can get schedule stuff to line up. So I was there, Roundabout was there.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Teasdale's game. That's real fun.
Yeah.
And the video in it is hysterical. It might be because I know most of the people in it. Mm-hmm. I can't, it's kind of hard to know, but. Yeah, it's really funny. It's like Crazy Taxi and Tony Hawk and the Kururin series of games. Doesn't mean much to most people, as it turns out. Yeah. You're a spinning limousine.
I've seen it. I've seen the videos. I'm excited.
All the video stuff. The video stuff is not overbearing. Like, it just comes up and plays when you start a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I need to get here.
Yeah, like Crazy Taxi style. Like, here's what I need you to do. And then when you do it, it comes out and says, like, you did it.
Okay.
So yeah. And it's It's really fun. There's a game called Fru. FRU.
Okay.
Which is like they were showing a prototype. Like, some of this stuff was like super early. Like, IDARB's been in development for like a month and a half or something.
That's a short period of time.
Yeah, that is the type of like coding commando that Mike Micah and like a lot of the other Ocean guys are. Like, they are fucking wizards. So But, like, this other thing was done in 48 hours at a game jam. Mm-hmm. And they were showing that build of it. They're going to turn it into a full game. It's Kinect-based, so you're holding a controller, and basically, it almost looks like a little bit like Braid.
Okay.
In that there are platforms and a character, and the character jumps, but it's all, the levels are all on one screen. It's like a puzzle game, mm-hmm. all set on one screen, puzzle platformer. You stand in front of the Kinect camera, which draws your silhouette on screen and colors your silhouette a slightly different color.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the silhouette is a different version of the world.
Okay.
So there will be platforms that exist in silhouette world, but not in the real world.
I don't think this works in an audio fashion, Jeff.
Yeah, well...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I can follow it.
So...
there are worlds within... within me.
Yes. Your silhouette appears on screen.
All right.
Takes up the full... you can take up most of the screen.
Oh, okay.
You know, you stretch out your arms, all move right. around.
Yes.
And so it's a combination of you making the character move, and then also you have to position your body in certain ways so that the platforms are there. Because they're only there if your silhouette is touching that part of the screen.
Okay. Jeff, so, this bus is all over the place.
Is it weaving?
Look at it.
Drunk bus.
It's in two lanes right now. It was really creeping on us for a while.
Drunk
there.
Bus. Oh, getting, now it's coming yeah. over here. I'm it's getting gonna merge. Yeah. It's going to merge into that pickup truck.
It's going to murder us. Well, that's what it's going to do.
We should probably get over one more lane just to be safe.
Yeah, but they always end up coming in. I'm just
drunk bus. That guy looks loaded. I didn't actually get a good look at him. But now you're in two lanes.
Yeah, well, I moved back.
Okay.
I thought it was a merge. Oh, we're done, Jeff.
Oh, okay. You want this too?
Yeah, sure. Get that shit in.
Yeah.
Here, hold on. Well, that's some good music for background.
Yeah.
Sounds like. So is this the extra disc?
No, it's four discs of regular discs.
Okay.
The fifth disc is the extra disc.
Remember to hit load.
Hit load. Wait, load.
2007, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on the bridge. If someone has some bridge questions, it's bridge question time.
I don't think we took questions this morning, did we?
I don't think we did.
I think we missed it.
Yeah. I think we were talking about spies.
Yeah, we're deep into spy talk.
Yeah. Loading up the website, bridgequestions.com. Will there be a pre-WrestleMania Powerbomb cast? I don't know. You should probably ask Alex about that. He handles all the schedule for that stuff. I just show up, talk, so. Do either of you believe in ghosts?
No, my
if yes, father, have you ever seen one?
My father does.
Okay.
My father is he's not religious anyway.
Yeah.
I would say he is, like, kind of weirdly spiritual. He thinks that, like, certain numbers appear in his life all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah. What, like, which ones?
The number 13 and the numbers 1 and 3 separately.
Huh.
So,
has he assigned meaning to that?
His mom died on a 13. I think his dad died on a 31. He bets the horses. He'll always bet, like, exactus.
1-3.
1-3 or a 3-1.
Well, you box it. I mean, you bet an exact box. You don't just...
Yes. He once believes that he went to... when he was in Indiana to visit his father's grave, that he thinks that he met the Angel of Death at a bar.
Okay. Seems like a good place to meet him.
Yeah. Here's the funny bit, is he told me, you know, the story. He's like, yeah, the guy knew that I was there to visit, you know, my dad. And shit. And I was, of course, debunking it. And then I was like, Dad, what was the guy's name? And then he was like, Gabriel. And I was like, Dad, do you know who Gabriel is? And he was like, who? It's like, that's the angel of death, dude. That's Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
So that's it. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
My dad's going to psychics a couple really? Times. Wow. He doesn't do it like, it's not like he's super into this stuff, but when his sister was alive, she was.
Okay.
And so I think that's kind of what got him. It's more like a curiosity for him.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Not crazy. My dad is not crazy. He's okay. Very logical.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I don't really believe in that sort of stuff.
All right, that's a question.
That's kind of it.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, we got some good stuff out of that one, I guess.
Yeah.
Surprising, there are no questions about spies.
Ghosts are spies, man.
What would your spy name be?
It'd be like a number, man. It would be like, you know, K.
So you're gonna go British style, I guess. All right, then what letter are you picking?
K.
K? All right.
Carmageddon Alpha is out. Any interest? I don't know. I have heard incredibly bad things about it.
Oh, this is a new Carmageddon?
Yeah, they're making a new Carmageddon.
Well, you know what? I got into an Alpha today. I got into that Heroes of the Storm one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll check it out. As usual, Blizzard tends to make me forget about genres.
Right.
So.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, the concept of Carmageddon is, like, so of its time that the notion that it is coming back is kind of ridiculous on its own, and everything I've heard about it is that it is a fucking mess right now, so I will probably wait until it is further along or something, I don't know.
What's that weird that bumper car game that, like, didn't Bungie make it or something?
Spectre VR? No.
No. It was like a... did you just get it on Max or something? I can't even remember.
That's what I'm trying to think of. Like, Spectre VR is a Mac game. Have I seen any of the Sony VR stuff? No, I was at that Microsoft thing. The talk that they gave was like... you would have had to line up for it hours early because they, you know, they tipped their hand pretty hard on announcing that thing. So we kind of knew it was coming. But yeah, Sony announced some kind of VR headset.
I saw
Project Morpheus.
I was like,
what?
I was like, who needs another peripheral on their video game machine?
I think that's one of those things that, like, sounds, like, really great on the PC because you want it to be experimental and crazy, and I'm not sure how well that fits on a console.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. They're talking like they can do separate views for the person wearing the headset and the person looking at the TV, so you can have multiplayer built around that. I don't know. Trying to, like, pinpoint why it is I feel so indifferent about this announcement, but the Oculus Rift still seems like a cool idea. I think it's because, like, they are a company specifically devoted to that, and they seem out of their fucking minds and are going to make something fucking crazy for insane people. And it will never be this main... it'll probably never be this big mainstream thing. It'll be something that developers make insane shit for, and it'll be rad. But, I don't know.
You had a little racetrack number there.
Yeah. Hit the horns. Mm-hmm.
well with traffic lately?
There's some spring break happening right about now.
Oh, yeah.
I know the Santa Rosa Junior College is out on spring break right now.
My wife is out on spring break.
Yeah.
She's wearing bikinis all the time in the house.
Spring break. Did you watch Spring Breakers?
The Franco movie?
Yeah.
I'm not. I want to watch it.
Man, yeah, it's...
It's something?
It's something. What if I was like the Falcon? That'd be a good spy name,
the
too.
The Falcon?
Yeah.
The Falconer?
Yeah.
It's a weird SNL skit.
Yeah.
I just worm.
Worm?
Yeah.
Isn't that too obvious?
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
You'd be the mole. Just take it all the way.
Yeah. No, I was worm with a Y.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
There we go. I wonder if they had to, like, interview girls to do this.
Like your diction is not there.
Yeah, you got to keep it solid.
Especially for the ones that were being read live.
Yeah, this one's got like a metronome.
But keep in mind, they might also be individual recordings of the numbers that are just played back. I went to go get real coffee today, and there was some kind of weird external meeting happening in that room, and I couldn't get real coffee. So I had to get coffee from the robot. And I drank half of that, and then went with someone to Starbucks.
Oh, yeah? So what'd you get?
I got a caramel frappuccino.
Oh, wow. You weren't...
I went for
What's
real.
What's going on with this fight between
the motorcycle? Yeah, I don't know. Road rash is going to pull out a chain.
Yeah.
Start whipping that car. Dunkin' Donuts is the only real coffee. I don't know. There are no Dunkin' Donuts out here. I think there's going to be.
You can get Dunkin' Donuts coffee, though, out here.
Really?
Yep. I'm not big on the artisanal coffee type stuff. It's a weird world to me. Like, I can understand and be like, I like this coffee. This coffee's better. I don't know. It's kind of like beer, I think. I'm fine with just a beer. I don't need the fancy.
Yeah.
I don't need it to taste different.
Yeah, you're okay. Like, hey, man, let's have some Keystones.
Yeah. I can have a Keystone.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a headache tomorrow.
Yeah.
They sell Milwaukee's Best down here.
I think so. I don't know that it's got huge...
I think the brand's kind of dying.
just because Milwaukee's not the best anymore.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee is not a town you hear about every day.
That's true.
When I went to school in Madison, that is definitely what we drank all the time. Just call it Beast.
Would you get a case of Beast?
Yeah, you just be like, let's go drink some Beast. Oh no. UFOs are coming in on my... So did you ever end up playing Stick of Truth? Did you hold out?
I have not. I have a copy. Okay. But I have not played it. I just haven't really had time. So I'll try to get to it one of these days.
Yeah, I was kind of deciding, and I've been really good this year. I haven't bought any full price games.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I just wanted to play. Either wanted to play Stick of Truth or Titanfall. I don't want Titanfall figuring it's multiplayer. I'd get some.
Yeah.
Get some time out of it.
Yeah. Farm Day.
Farm Day, March 20th.
Farm Day.
Get your farm on.
We got a cow. Dude, man, I am fucking tired. Why? I was not up that late last night.
But I'll tell you, I'm definitely more tired the days I commute than I'm not.
Oh, sure.
I used to really like taking that bus because I could just pass out on the way in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great sound.
That's the sound I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like that weirdly robotic resonance.
Yeah. It sounds like an underwater robot.
Yeah.
Victor.
Listening to this is just putting me out. Like, yeah. I, because I, like I normally do, like, put it on and go to bed. And have it on while I'm asleep.
No, but you, before we turn it on, you said you were sleeping.
Yeah.
So I think you're just sleeping.
I think I'm just sleeping. I got a pack.
Pack for your long time.
Yeah.
Down in the city. It's always fun, though, because then you get to drink.
Yep. I get to actually hang out.
How long are you there? Tomorrow, Thursday?
Yeah. I mean, I'll drive home Friday night. But yeah, it's not a regular thing. It's like once every 6 months or so, I'll remember that this thing exists and go like, oh yeah, put this on. And then listen to it in bed and then fall asleep.
Do you actually put the CDs on or have you already...
I just got the CDs. Like,
so you haven't ripped like, them yet?
Well, the first four discs have been available for free download for years.
Oh.
So it was literally I just wanted that fifth disc.
I wonder what's on there.
The way they advertise, like, and a special new fifth disc of special noise stations. I was like, oh yeah, we gotta get some special noise. That, and I think this is so cool. I was like, yeah, I want to own a physical copy of it and give some amount of money to the people responsible for its issue. This would be a good thing if you were one of those guys that had submarine simulator weekends. Where you just, like, lock yourself in your basement and pretend you're really on a sub.
Yeah.
Just be good on.
Man, I used to play so many sub simulators when I was a kid. Now I look at it and I'm like, how the fuck did I do that?
Yep.
I was like 12.
Yeah. Like, how did you have the patience for...
Yeah. You had to put the overlay. Remember, you put the overlay
on your keyboard. What the fuck do these buttons do?
Yeah. I guess that wasn't that uncommon. Like, MechWarrior probably had that too, didn't it?
Oh yeah, plenty of games had the overlays. Same thing. Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, hey, no, you should really come to BlizzCon this year. Trust me on this. Like, okay, all right, well. Or something like that. Seems like he's still doing real well there. Mm-hmm. They got plenty of stuff going.
He's basically like the PR dude for StarCraft now, right? Or something.
Definitely was. I think, I'm not sure if he's also doing Heroes or not. I'm not sure how they're split up.
Oh, I saw you loaded up Hearthstone.
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was okay. I didn't finish the tutorial.
Oh.
I played like 6 matches of it and was like, okay, I think I understand the rules of this.
So you didn't play
it? And then I don't.
Anybody?
Yeah, no. And I was like, I don't know that I want to get into this.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I don't think I ever want to do is build a deck.
I can understand that, because it's, like, you feel so complex and you don't know.
Yeah, like, what am I really going to need? What works well together? Like, that's the strategy end of deck building is just not...
Well, that's the fun part of the random one. I do like that they give you all the decks. But yeah, I'm with you. I probably played, I'd say like 30 hours of that game or something. I still don't know how to build my deck. What I do like, though, is that they give you, like, each one of the cards is worth a certain amount of mana.
Yeah.
And they'll give you, like, this little graph that'll show you how many cards you have in each.
Oh, okay.
Type.
Yeah.
So at least I can use that, and I just assume a bell curve is a good idea.
Mm.
You know?
Because, like, how often do you start a match to, like, accidentally, like drawing your high mana cards that you're not going to be able to play for turns and turns and turns?
The weird thing is it depends upon the class. Some of, you know, what I've seen in that game is you definitely have people that play it as, you either play as, like, blocking, and all you're doing, mages will do this, they'll just block and just put lots of taunt cards out in the beginning. And all they're waiting for is to get their mana up so that they can start using their, you know, pretty powerful spells on you. But really, that game is kind of interesting because most of the powerful cards cost, like, barely anything. It's just that you need a good mix. I think that's all that I've seen.
Yeah.
If you don't have...
And it is random draw from your deck, right? It's not...
Yep.
Like, you don't set the order. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. The big thing in that game, too, is just the way that the rolls can happen. You can be destroying, and then you can have the crazy comebacks.
Right.
I was playing a game the other day, and I was playing a warrior. And everybody starts with 30 health. I'd gotten him down to 20 health. But more importantly, I'd gotten my armor up to 17, which basically just meant my health was at 47.
Right.
The guy beat me. And I was absolutely shocked, but it was because I ran out of cards, kind of.
Yeah.
And then I was just doing single pulls, and he got some good ones and was able to shut me down. I like it really just because it's something I can play in 5 minutes and feel good at. If I play 3 games, it's, you know, 15 minutes and I'm out. And then I can go back to my day.
Right, yeah.
Feel like I progressed.
How do the classes work? That wasn't in the tutorial.
So,
or at least not the...
each one of the classes has a... they have cards that none of the other classes have. And I'd say that probably makes up a third to half your deck.
Okay.
Right? And then there are common cards that anybody can have. And each one of the classes have different abilities. So you're probably playing a mage... right, when you start.
Yeah, I think the tutorial has you playing a mage.
So your, like, special abilities, you can use that little fireball and take off. It only does 1 damage, but it only costs, like, 2 mana or something. A warrior can actually equip a weapon, which is a card. So he'll get a card and it says, has 5 damage, it has a durability of 2. Which means he'll do 5 damage and...
if you take 2, it'll break or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, if you... use it twice, it breaks. But you actually attack with your character. Which
right.
means that if you attack a minion, it'll do the same. It can damage you if it, and it has damaging stuff.
Oh, yep, yeah.
Shamans can lay down totems.
Mm-hmm.
And their totems that come out are random. So they basically just have this totem button there. I'll spit out one of 4 different totems.
Huh.
The warrior's button that they have is that when they hit it, it gives them 2 armor. And armor's just basically
health. Right, yeah.
So it's kind of neat. There's definitely different styles. The fun part that I like about that game is I think they did a really good job with the quest design and the free-to-play aspects of it, like the money gathering. Like, none of it's cheap. I like that the quests, they basically force you to play other classes.
Okay.
Which, in most games, I will never do that. Because I just kind of soul away, and it's like, I want to play this, I want to play this. And then they're like, well, you know... if you play this other thing, we'll give you this, you know, this, some gold.
Right.
So then you go do it. It gets you to learn the other characters. And by learning the other characters, it makes you better at the one that you really
right.
wanted.
Yeah.
Because now you know how to fight other characters.
Yep. Yeah.
So, just normal Blizzard stuff, they do a really good job at kind of holding your hand through stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't think collectible card games are necessarily up my alley. And but I gave it a shot. You know, yeah. I had the launcher installed for Diablo, and I was like, "Hey, man, you want to play Hearthstone?" I'm like, "I guess." Okay.
And I saw you, tweeting about the intro. You know, how kind of fun and whimsical it is.
Yeah.
The cool part about that is that when you load that game up, every time it gives you a different audio reading.
Oh, weird.
Which is kind of great.
Yeah.
Sit down and have a chair. You know, just all this kind of weird shit. Oh, it's good to see ya.
Huh.
I think their matchmaking in it is pretty good. I feel like I've won 60% of the games that I've played. And I've been progressively getting better cards. So I assume they've got a bunch of good math in the background.
Yeah. This guy's just cranking these numbers out.
Yeah. He's like, fuck it, I gotta go get a beer. It's
five.
I can't believe I got the girls not working here. She's sick.
0, 8, 9, 2.
Don't they know I'm a spy?
5.
God. This guy's probably don't even know it. Are you gonna play that Diablo expansion?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you interested in that class?
Probably not.
Yeah. So, do you think you'll just load up your own character?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I have a 53, a level 53 barbarian.
Oh, wow.
So, I'll probably stick with that.
I liked the barbarian game.
That was fun. I like the spin attack.
I just like being able to jump in. I felt like I'd just wreck up some
things. Yep, yeah.
'Cause somebody to make, how about just a good clone?
Yeah. Would the writing have to be similar for you? Would the art style have to be similar? Or do you just want, first-person Diablo gun game?
I kind of like both bits of that game. I really like the combat in that game. I think it's super well done. I like the variety of the guns. I think the loot drop stuff doesn't always work all that great. But also what I like about the game, the same kind of way that I was talking about Hearthstone, I like games that kind of force you to play in different ways. And Borderlands, with the gun stuff that it would give you, I'd just be like, this is clearly a better gun. I don't really like, normally like...
Right.
SMGs, but fuck it. Yeah. It's awesome. So, let me try that. And then you're like, I kind of like SMGs. Then you get bummed when you get back to going to, whatever. It just kind of keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also like all the stupid shit in that game. And I like the art style. I wish that what I really wish is that I could play a game like Fallout that used the Borderlands tech.
Yeah.
Because I really like the Fallout world. I like the Bethesda style open world stuff a whole lot. But I can't stand the combat in the Fallout games.
Yeah.
Like VATS to me. Was
if they just removed VATS, would you like it more?
Yeah, if they removed VATS and made the combat not percentage based, yeah, you know, role based.
Right.
Like it can be role based on like the numbers, but like don't let me shoot a guy
and have this. Yeah.
Like that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. I'm really curious to see what they do with Fallout.
Yeah.
From here, because it's. I'm pretty sure they're working on Fallout 4.
Yeah. Well, Skyrim was a pretty significant upgrade, and it got rid of a lot of the problems that I had.
Yeah.
With the combat stuff, so I think they've got that nailed. I wish that VATS was basically just like percentage bonuses that you got to certain pieces. You know.
Right. Yeah.
Be like, oh, you're, you know. You can start putting your abilities toward headshots or something.
Right. And VATS seems like it was, you know, it's a specific thing for a certain type of player that I think, you know, works well.
I liked it in the turn-based, you know, back when it was turn-based It was great. It made perfect sense there. But, like, tabbing in the middle of the action, it's just always weird.
That's like the noise it would make.
Yeah, it's like a camera.
Yeah.
I never made it through Fallout New Vegas.
I've
been thinking about going into it, but then I get into that combat and I'm like, I don't know.
I wonder what mods exist for that game at this point. Like, you might be able to just mod your way around some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the faction stuff in New Vegas was just kind of crazy. It was definitely a game where I felt like I was trying to avoid choosing a side.
Yeah.
Like, avoid the point of no return for, like, faction cutoff, basically, and then accidentally did it, and went like, oh, shit, well, fuck.
I'm going to put this game down.
This isn't at all the choice, well, I was reviewing it, so, like, this isn't at all the choice I wanted to make, but I'm going to go with it, because I deserve what I get.
It's all Matt Rory's fault.
It always is. Borrow the rest of these CDs if you want to, or I can take this one with me.
Thank you.
All right, no, I understand. You can just download the set for free. Archive.org has it. You can just get it that way. And
thank you.
I think you should probably put them on and play it for your kid and your dogs. Pretty much 24/7. I think that's a good idea.
And Veronica is a good name for a spy.
Yeah, but you have to spell with a K, Veronica. You know.
All right, Jeff. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have a good week at GDC. Get drunk with your friends.
Okay.
Tell everybody I say hi.
Oh, well. Grab these cans out of here.
Hey, dude. And that one. Yeah, cans.
Getting these cans out. I'm going to leave these cans in your car. That ain't classy.
Classy cans.
All right. See ya. Doesn't want to borrow my number station CDs. Fine. That's good. Doesn't. I'm just gonna listen to him then. So I'll probably go on in the morning, because I gotta drive in again. But that might be it for the rest of the week until Friday night. I don't know. I'll see you guys later. I might just go to bed. I'm fucking exhausted. See ya.